This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman.
Oh, that's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get out and check that hog out there.
February 2nd, the day each year when we look towards an oversized rodent to find out how much more winter will endure. In honor of the occasion, here's seven things you might not have known about the groundhog. Number one, the groundhog's scientific name is Marmota monax, making it one of 14 types of marmot that can be found in the Northern Hemisphere.
Nice marmot.
Marmots are members of the Ciridae family, which makes the groundhog just a really big ground squirrel. Number two, as just noted, groundhogs are a type of marmot, so you could accurately say, hey, that marmot just saw its shadow. You could also refer to them as woodchucks, whistlepigs, or land beavers, depending on where you're from. The name whistlepig comes from the high-pitched whistle that groundhogs emit to warn the rest of a colony about danger. And contrary to what you might think, the name woodchuck has nothing to do with wood. It's derived from an Algonquian name for the animal, woochek. A big enough groundhog could, nevertheless, chuck some wood. Number three. Male and female groundhogs tend to occupy the same territories year after year. Females generally keep to themselves, with only around a 10% overlap during the late spring as they try to expand their home ranges. Males also tend to avoid other males, but they have much larger home ranges. Their territories can overlap with as many as three females' territories. Number four. Infant groundhogs are usually born around mid-April, and after just 2 or 3 months, they're ready to set off on their own. But around a third of juvenile females stay at home for nearly a year, right up until mom gives birth to the next litter of babies. While dad has his own burrow elsewhere, he visits each of his mate's burrows every day until the infants disperse. Number five, groundhogs salute each other with a unique greeting. Groundhog number one approaches and touches his or her nose to the mouth of groundhog number two. Scientists call this behavior naso-oral contact. Number six. The animals might be called groundhogs, but they are quite adept at climbing trees. So next time you're in groundhog territory, look up. And number seven. When it comes to accurately predicting the weather, the famous Punxsutawney Phil has been correct only around 36% of the time since 1969. That's according to an analysis by meteorologists from Weather Underground. You'd have a higher rate of accuracy by simply flipping a coin. But nobody's going to come to Punxsutawney to watch a coin flip.
You know, you want a prediction about the weather, you're asking the wrong Phil.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.